will get to provide the reclaimed sand and we are here. Actually, when we came to Krishna consciousness, first thing we had here. When we heard Emily, we had come. So that's why hearing is very, very potential. Yeah, it's very, very important. So here in the canto 2nd, chapter 1, shloka number 22, Parikshit Maharaj actually asked Sukadeva Goswami, O Brahmana, please describe in full detail how and where the mind has to be applied and how the conception can be fixed so that the dirty thing in person's mind can be removed. So here, Parikshit Maharaj is asking about the dirty things. So Prabhupada is explaining in the purport what are the dirty things are there. So he is explaining the dirty things in the conditioned souls are the root cause of all troubles for him. We have lot of dirty things. What are dirty things? We have material desire. What material desires we have? We have desire to lord it over material nature. We wanted to have sense gratification. No, we are never happy. We like to do so many things. And we have lot of anarthas in our heart. We have lust, we have greed, we have anger, we have envious. So how this thing we can remove? See, what material desire means what? In material world, nobody is happy. No, our happiness is, no, it's always expanding. We think if I do this then I'll be happy. No, we can see so many things. Just like today's government, they always provide good facility for you to enjoy. They want us to be remain in material world. They don't want us to go home back to world. So that's why they are creating lot of facilities for us to enjoy. That's why these conditioned souls are also, they are so much engaged in the facilities. Just like we work hard, like from morning to evening, every day. Just for what? Just for the money. So we can get money. Then we thought, okay, now this money we got, where we should spend. So then we go to the different places. Just like nowadays, malls are there. No, earlier days there was only shop. If you go to the shop, just purchase one thing and come back. Because now the malls, when you go to the mall, then you become bewildered. Then you purchase many things. No, you went to purchase one thing, but you purchase many things. As you can see, now earlier there was only one bath soap. Now there are varieties of bath soap. So you are bewildered, which should I purchase? There are so many varieties. The mall you go and you become disturbed and then spend your maximum time there in the mall. No, if we say, you know, please come to temple, anybody, he says, no, we don't have time. But they go and spend maximum time in the malls, you know, 2-3 hours. And then you spend a lot of money. Then now you have like a credit card. You can pay through credit card. So earlier, because there was no credit card facility, so we were very reluctant to pay because we think that if I spend, you know, it's not good. But since credit card, so we never think about that. We just spend. And then after that, then bank is the facilities where you can have like, you know, installment scheme. So we become very happy. Wow, so nice. No, purchase goods on credit and now we have installment scheme. So we feel very, you know, happy. Like that, in Bombay, there are many cases, you know, they're using the credit card and they can't pay the whatever they have purchased. So this bank, they used to send the gundas to recover the money. Because they don't have, you know, the proper channel how to recover this money. So they should see today what we are finding. This is all credit crisis. Why is all credit crisis? Because everybody has took the money and they enjoy and now they are not paying. And those who are like a small person, they are suffering for that. The small type person. Just like stock market. What is like gambling? Nothing else. You go, you put your money and sometimes it will go up and it will go down, then you are always anxiety. When the newspaper will come, you first open the newspaper, then you will see, oh, what is the rate of this share, what is it, no? Like that. We are just spending our time, full time, we are just engaging in the material sense, nothing else. Yeah. We want to accumulate more and more, that is our tendency there. So we are just wasting our time in this material world. And if you say, no, please come to the temple, please hear, you say, no, we don't have time. They spend so much time in reading newspaper. In the newspaper, what you get? Nothing. It's all just their problem, their problem, all that. You don't get the proper news also. No, and newspaper and all other illicit activities they show in the newspaper. Just for advertisement purpose, because they get a lot of money. So then they, I've seen many times in Singapore, they sell newspaper free. I don't know how they are managing, but because of the advertisement, they show so many attractive advertisement, then you get, no, then people want to go to this shop and that shop and purchase all other things. So Prabhupada is saying that due to ignorance, is unable to remove the troubles during the long prison life in the material world. So this, in the material world we are in prison. No, when we have taken the birth, that time we are in prison. This is the prison for us. So we, because of ignorance, because of the not proper knowledge, we are all suffering here. So he is actually meant to serve the supreme, the will of Supreme Lord. But on account of dirty things in heart, he likes to serve his concocted desire. No, actually our jivar is sarup hai, Krishna ra, Nitya Das. Our sarup is that we have to serve the Lord. But what we are doing? But because of fulfilling our material desire, we are now wandering here and there. And we are, and also we are not happy. Then also we are thinking of this is the where we are happiness. So sir, we work day and night, then what happened? We never enjoy that money. No. We work day and night and we don't know when we are going to die. Just like in India nowadays, everybody gets a heart attack at a young age. No. Because of why? Because of stress. There's so much stress. No, we go to the office, we have stress. We have so much stress. When we are catching the train, then also we have stress. No, whether we'll get a seat in the train or not. Then when we are walking in the state, then we're thinking whether we can get this bus or not. No, so much stress. We are always walking in the stress. So much stress is there. And because of that, what happened? We get a heart disease. That is the main reason of the heart disease is that one, because of the stress. And when we go to the office, we have so much stress. We work, you know, like 24 hours, always stressful, boss is pressurizing, so much pressure is there. But then also we are thinking, we are so happy. So when we get the money, then we think, oh, we are so happy. So that tendency is there, the enjoyment tendency is always there. So we have to come out of this tendency. Then the desire, instead of giving him any peace of mind, creates new problems and thus bind him to the cycle of repeated birth and death. So this desire, the dirty desire, instead of giving peace of mind, what happened? We engross in that so much that we take birth again and again and become in this material world again and again. And here there is no happiness actually. Here we can't be happy. Whether you have lot of money, then also you can't be happy. Maybe you can go and check the person who has lot of money. You know, maybe sleeping on a nice bed, but he's not getting the sleep because he's afraid. He's afraid of that somebody will come and take away his money. So that everybody is afraid. So no, here nobody is in peace. So actually further, Shukdev Goswami has explained the question of Parikshit Maharaj. He has first explained about how to control the mind through the yoga process. But it is very difficult to control the mind through yoga process in the Kali Yuga. And then further he explained about the concentration on the Lord's form, that Virat Rupa form. Then he explained about how yogi, he just first concentrated on the Lord's lotus feet and like that. And then he progressed. And then he explained about the different loka, sukha loka, and how one progress, like let's say yoga later. You go one step. But now last three verses is explaining about bhakti yoga. Here Sudhir Goswami is telling that is all not necessary. If you just take bhakti yoga, that will be that can solve all your problems. So just like in this sloka, he is explaining about the hearing and chanting. So Prabhupada has given us such nice environment, and he has given so many literature. He has given Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and then Nectar of the Ocean, like that. So many things. Prabhupada says, I had given this law book for 10,000 years. He says, even if you read one sloka, If you read 1 month also, one shloka of Bhagavatam, that is okay. He says, if now 18,000 years you can go on, it will never end. Because this Bhagavatam is such a subject, you read, as and when you read, you will get the new realization. No, first you read, just as and when you progress in spiritual life, you get different realizations. So Prabhupada said, so when we read Bhagavatam, so we get different realizations. Like when you have maybe read Bhagavatam 1 month before, you had that different realization. When you read after 1 month again, then you get different. You say, oh, wow, what Prabhupada is saying. And just like we have so much problems, no? So much problems. You know, sometimes our mind gets disturbed, so many things are. But if you read, if you take the shelter of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, all problems are solved. No, then you think, hey, I was thinking about this, now I got the solution. So Prabhupada says, actually this is the law book. No, if you just follow this law book, everybody will be in peace. There will be no problem. Prabhupada used to always say, if they want to peace, they should follow this Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. So hearing is the most important process of Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga process is practiced by the devotees in different methods like hearing, remembering, chanting, serving, worshipping and praying. But hearing is the most important. If we hear sufficiently and sincerely, we will understand Krishna and He will reveal Himself. If we submissive, how we have to become submissive like Arjuna? Arjuna, how he became submissive? He was not challenging more. He was not challenging others. But he was submissive. Whatever Krishna is saying, he was hearing. So we have to be also to be submissive. And we have to be sincere. When we are submissive and when we are sincere, then Krishna will reveal to us. Then he will reveal his form to us. And we should try to hear Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita always. Actually, Prabhupada has written all this purport. If you just read his purport, then you think actually he is speaking to us. No, it is like hearing. So better, no, we should always read this purport loudly. Instead of, no, because when you read in the mind, you don't understand it. If you read loudly, then you think, okay, Prabhupada is speaking. Because he is giving the instruction to us. Through the ear. He has spent so much time, for this book. Actually, Krishna Kavya disappeared. He was also old and Prabhupada was also old. So I'm going to explain about Krishna Kavya's pastimes. So just like Prabhupada was at the age of 70, he went from here to America and then he has translated all this book. Although that age, what people do, they take rest. They say, now I become old, I should take rest. No, because they say, I can't do anything. But Prabhupada used to get up early in the morning, 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and used to write this purport. For whom? For us. So he has given so many things to us. There was only Bhagavatam, there was only Sanskrit sloka was there. There was no English translation was also there. No, nothing in the world. But now, he has translated all English. Now that same Bhagavatam is now translating in Indian. So many languages and so many people are taking advantage of this. So he has spent so much time, for us, just to give us the knowledge so we can purify ourselves. So how we have to hear? By taking shelter of Krishna and his devotee. We have example of Arjuna. Just like Arjuna asks questions at the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He was in submissive mood. He was not asked for the challenging mood, but he was submissive mood. That time there was no Vedic literature. Krishna opened the Vedic literature and told him to read it from there. No. He has explained in the full Bhagavad Gita. He has explained in the purpose of life and it is a great example. And we have to hear through the proper channel, not like from here and there. Because now so many gurus are there. No, they try to teach, but we have to go through parampara. That is most important thing. Because we have to accept this knowledge through parampara. Because if you will go out of parampara, there is no use. You will not get the proper knowledge. Nobody will give you the proper knowledge. They will not tell you are this body. If you go any place, nobody will say you are in the body and you are suffering here. Nobody. Instead of that, they will try to give you some magic. And that's what people want. Just like our place, somebody used to say, what is it, guru? Does it give you something? I said, no, he's not giving something. he gives Krishna prema. But today's people, they want, you know, wherever the gadget is, that there they get attracted. That is the tendency of the people. Because everybody wants things fast. They don't want to wait. They just want the things that has to come fast. So that's why we have to go through parampara. We have to accept this knowledge through parampara. Because when Krishna has also told Arjuna that you should accept this knowledge in parampara. He says in the Bhagavad Gita that I'm now establishing this parampara system. So you should follow this parampara system and purify your life. Even for example, we can take the example of Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj also, when he was cursed, he was there 7 days to leave. For us, we don't know when we are going to die. We don't have 7 days, we don't have any moment when we are going to die. But Parikshit Maharaj had special boon, he has 7 days to die. So then he was thinking what I should do if that I can absorb myself in the remembering the Lord, hearing the Lord. So then he approached Sukadeva Goswami, and then Sukadeva Goswami was a perfect chanter and Parikshit Maharaj was a perfect hearer. So like that, the hearing and chanting is going on there. Okay, somebody is hearing and another is chanting. So by that, Parikshit Maharaj asked all these questions. Actually, Parikshit Maharaj came Lord himself only. But then why he was asking all these questions? Because Kali was going to come, appear. So that's why he asked all these questions. They were not made with any, all in details. And we can take the example of Srila Prabhupada. How Prabhupada was also very, he likes to hear. Whenever he used to go to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's class, he likes to hear. So once somebody suggested Prabhupada's name, to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, can you give initiation to Abhay? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, yes, I'll give him initiation because he likes to hear. So Prabhupada went to Radhakund, that time Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was present, and that time they were having yatra. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was giving the class. So but there was some option was there, people wanted to hear, they can hear, and who wanted to go for parikrama, they can go. But Prabhupada, although he was new, sometimes what we think, when we go to parikrama, we think, I should go and see the back place instead of here. So here, instead of going there, you are hearing Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur class. So how Prabhupada has established the hearing is so important. That's like when he established his Krishna consciousness on the instruction of his Guru, when he heard from his Guru, he taken that thing to his life and soul, and he went and he started preaching this message of Bhagavatam to the conditioned souls like us. So we can see the example of Prabhupada. He also has liked to hear. That's why he has developed that taste. That's why he has started chanting. Chanting means he has given the Srimad Bhagavatam. So that today we are reaching ourselves. So this is so greatness of Prabhupada. He has given such nice knowledge, that by that we are purifying ourselves. In 6.35 in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna said to Arjuna, O mighty armed son, O Kunti, it is undoubtedly very difficult to curb the mind, but it is possible by suitable preaching, by suitable practice, and by detachment. So, what is the suitable practice? That we should hear the holy name, we should hear the Bhagavatam, we should hear the Bhagavad Gita, and we should chant. Actually, in the chanting also, two processes are given. That is Kirtanam and Sravanam. When you chant, that is Kirtanam. And when we try to hear, that is Sravanam. Through that also we can purify our heart. That because we have love, we have grief, we have anger, we have enmeshment. It's very, very difficult to remove all these things. Unless until we take the shelter of holy name, it's very, very difficult. Prabhupada says, just chant 16 rounds and follow 4 regulative principles. You will go back to God. He says, Jesus says, just in simple, he says, not necessary to anything. If you just chant 16 rounds, but that also 16 rounds, we have to chant very instantly. We should try. Because our mind will always disturb us. But when we chant, so sometimes we chant and we think of something, then our mind goes there. Then we forget what we are chanting. So we have to bring our mind on the hearing. Because what you, when you're chanting, what you think that you hear. So we have to bring again and again back our mind on the chanting. Because so that's why chanting has so much potential. So it has both the Shravanam also and Kirtanam also. And when you do Sankirtan, what is the benefit of the Sankirtan? When you do the Sankirtan to others hears, that's why we do the loudly Sankirtan. That's why Prabhupada has recommended you should always do Sankirtan. It gets the benefit by the others also. So at least if they are not taking Krishna consciousness, that is they are hearing this Mahamantra. So some other day they will come back to Krishna consciousness. Actually, today is a very auspicious occasion. It is a disappearance of the in six Goswamis, two Goswamis. That is Raghunath Das Goswami and Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. And then Krishna Kaviraj Goswami, who is the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, who has written the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And so I just wanted to describe their glories because they had perfected their life through the chanting and through the hearing, by the process of hearing. So first I'd like to, that is, I'm just for my purification, I just, whatever is I heard and whatever I had read, I just try to explain. So Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, he was the son of Tapan Mishra. Actually, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before starting his Sankirtan movement, before he took sannyas, once he visited to East Bengal, that time Tapan Mishra used to stay there. So that time Tapan Mishra met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, but Mahaprabhu has not revealed him anything. He told him, you go to Varanasi, that is Banaras, and I'll come there and I'll meet you there. So after, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he visited Varanasi. He visited Varanasi. That time he stayed at house of Chandrasekhar Acharya. And there was Tapan Mishra also. Tapan Mishra was a Brahmin. Chandrasekhar Acharya was a physician. After that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went back to Vrindavan. So while coming back, again he came and he stayed. That time Sanatan Goswami also came and he stayed with Sanatan Goswami also at the same place. So Tapan Mishra had son, his name was Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, at that time Varanasi, he was 9 years old. He was a small boy. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to take prasad every day at Tapan Mishra's house. He used to stay in Chandrasekhar Acharya's house, but he used to take prasad at Tapan Mishra's house. So this Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, he got chance to serve Lord Chaitanya. So he used to serve him every day. He used to serve him prasad, he used to massage his feet. So he got special mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed 1 or 2 months in Varanasi, and after that he departed for Puri. But Raghunath Bhatt Goswami had got so much affection for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was just always meditating on the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was waiting for the day when he can grow up, then he can go and meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri. So when he became 20 years old, then he travelled to Jagannath Puri to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he came at Jagannath Puri and he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw, he became very happy. He embraced him. Then he told Sarup Damodar, who was the secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to give him the proper place to stay. And he told him, you go and first take the darshan of Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath's lotus pie, he told him. You go and take Lord Jagannath's lotus and then you come back, then we will have prasad together. Then Raghunath Bhatt Goswami went, he took darshan and he came back. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had prasadam. Then he stayed some days with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu allowed him to cook for him. And he was a very good cook. His cook is very nice. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to not like to have, because since he was sannyasi, so he was reluctant to take the opulent food. But since it was prepared by Bhatt Goswami, he was accepting whatever is preparing. And he used to say, his preparing is like an actor. So he was a very good chef. And then after some days, after 8 days, after he stayed, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him to go back and serve your parents. And he told him not to get married. He says, if you will get married, then you will tangle in the material life, so you should not get married. Serve your parents till they stay, and then after that you will come back again here. So again he, and he gave him one more instruction, you should hear Srimad Bhagavatam every day from the proper source. So then he went and then he followed the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you should hear every day Srimad Bhagavatam from the authorized sources. And he was serving his parents, father and mother. After that, some time of 4 years, in 4 years, then his father and mother, when they departed for the eternal abode, after that, then he came back again to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him again. But after some time, he accepted him to go to Vrindavan and take shelter of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. So he came to Vrindavan and he took the shelter of Rupa and Sanatana. He used to personally serve the Govindadev deities. Personally he used to serve. And he used to make the deity jewelry for the Govindji every day. And it just says that he has so much, he has patted all 18,000 verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he used to recite in four melodies, different melodies. So he was a very perfect personality. And he has not written, he was the, in six Goswamis, he was the only Goswami who has not written any literature. And this is the first time, and he had saw Rupa and Sanatan at Vrindavan, and he disappeared at his Vrindavan. And there is another Goswami, that is Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami was born in Chandrapur, that is now called as Sri Krishnapur, that is in Adi Saptagram. His father was Govardhan Majumdar and his uncle was Hiran Majumdar. They were very wealthy personality. They had lot of, they used to pay 12 lakhs of rupees of tax in that year. You just imagine how much the value today if you just compare. They used to pay 12 lakhs rupees of a tax to the government of Bengal, that was the Nawabhusain, every year. So they were so wealthy, and he was the son of that wealthy landlord. They were like landlord, they were like zamindar, because Nawabhusain had given them the some property to look after them, and then they used to collect the taxes and they used to pay them. So Nawabhusain had lot of faith because they were very pious also, and they were very there used to be a lot of charity also. That's why they were very famous in Bengal also. So, but Raghunath Das Goswami used to always associate with Balaram Acharya and Haridas Thakur. They used to always visit Adi Saptagram. So Raghunath Das Goswami has to always having association of Balaram Acharya and Haridas Thakur. Since he was having association of Balaram Acharya and Haridas Thakur, they used to always tell the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. He has very intense desire to see the Lord Chaitanya. So then Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. At that time he became at the age of 15. So Lord Chaitanya, when he took sannyas, and that news spread everywhere, that news came to Adi Saptagram also. So Raghunath Das Goswami also came to hear about Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. Then he had very intense desire to go and see Lord. Actually, after taking sannyas, Lord Chaitanya wanted to go to Vrindavan, but Nityananda told him not to go to Vrindavan, better stay in Santipur for some days. So then they stayed Santipur. So Raghunath Das Goswami has very intense desire to go and meet Lord Chaitanya. So he asked his father, can I go and meet Lord Chaitanya? But his father was worried because he has so much wealth. So always wealthy father always worry about who will look after his wealth. After, you know, so he was very reluctant. He don't want him to go because he think if he will associate with the renouncer or like sannyasi like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he will renounce everything. So he was not aligned. So one day he ran away from home and he went to Santipur, and he got the darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he got the darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became very happy, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also embraced him. And then he stayed for 8 days with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that place, and he was having hearing the nectar from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed for Jagannath Puri, then he came back, but he was always meditating on the actually when he was living that time, so then he came back. Then after that, always he was meditating and he always trying, when I meet again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So after 4 years, again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came from Jagannath Puri to Santipur. So that time again news came to him. So then again he asked his father, can I go? His father says, no, you should not go. I will not allow you to go. He says, no, please allow me to go. He says, no. So then he thought, if I will not allow him to go, then he will run away. So better allow him, but he given him the instruction, please come back. No, don't say, please come back. Don't take the renounce. So Raghunatha Goswami again went and he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They had very intimate, because he was one of the intimate associate of Lord Krishna who has come as Raghunatha Goswami. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this intimate associate, he was very happy. So he had very intimate association with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But after some days when he stayed, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him, you go back and get married and you look after your father's property. So he says, Krishna, this is Lord Chaitanya's special instruction I should follow. And Lord Chaitanya told him, Krishna will reveal you in future about your renunciation. So he come back and he since it was instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took Swati, participated in father's business, and his father gets married with a very beautiful woman. He gets very beautiful wife. He got married with very beautiful wife. But he was never so much interested in the material life. He was always thinking, when I will go away from this materialism. If we get wealth and we get women beautiful, then we'll be attached. That is our condition. But he was always meditating, when I go away. So once Nityananda Prabhu, he came to Panihati. That is a place near Calcutta. It is just near Ganga. So Nityananda Prabhu was spreading the message of Bhagavatam. He was preaching and he was spreading the message of the holy name. So he came with lot of followers and he was staying in the Panihati. So Raghunatha Goswami came to know about Nityananda Prabhu. So he has very intense desire to go and meet Nityananda Prabhu. So he asked permission from his father, can I go and meet him? So his father told him, okay, you can go, but you should take some guard with you. So you will become renounced. So because since you are already married, it's not good, you become renounced. So when he came, Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu was sitting on the one stone. It was a big banyan tree. Still that banyan tree is there. So he was sitting under that banyan tree, and Raghunatha Goswami saw Nityananda Prabhu from far. And since he was so much material, because he has so money and all, so he was so reluctant to go in front of Nityananda Prabhu. So he was just in his mind, he was very shy and feared how I could go to Nityananda Prabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu saw Raghunatha. He said, oh Raghunatha, come here, why are you hiding? No, since you are hiding, now you have to, now I am giving you the thunder, I will give the punishment, since you are hiding from me. So, since you are hiding from me, I will give the punishment. And punishment is that you can feed all of us. And that also very special food, that was cheap rice and yogurt. So he told Raghunatha Goswami, if you arrange big fish of cheap rice and yogurt. So Raghunatha Goswami, so he has lot of fish. So it says, he has replied at proper place. That's what we should also do. Whatever wealth we get, we should reply in the service of Lord Krishna. So he sent all his servants to the different villages to go and gather as much as possible yogurt and milk and cheap rice. Then camphor and earthen pot. So like that, they all went to nearby villages and far villages, and they all gathered everything. And then they had in one pot they had put cheap rice and milk, and one pot cheap rice and yogurt. And then he had offered to Lord Nityananda. So then Lord Nityananda told to distribute to everybody. And then they were having this prasadam lila. So when they were having chanting and eating, enjoying the prasadam. And Nityananda used to go and grab the prasadam from other's plate and used to enjoy, and used to offer it to Raghunath also. So when this pastime was going on, although Lord Chaitanya was in Jagannath Puri, but he appeared, but not everybody's eyes. But Nityananda Prabhu can see, and only Raghunath Das Goswami. So he appeared, and even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also enjoyed these pastimes. So this festival is called the Danda Festival. It's called the Dharichivada Festival. It's in Gaudiyamad. Actually now also that place is existing, very nice place, just near to Ganga, and that banyan tree is also still there. And every year they celebrate Panihati Dharichivada Festival. Whenever devotees visit, they prepare special Dharichivada. And they had, because it is very relishing. All the cheap rice is, you know, what kind of food it knows? It's cheap rice. It's for the person who stays in the prison. No, it says he became in this material world to catch the cheap rice. The cheap rice is of this material world. But since it is offered to Lord, it has become nectar. So after that, then Raghunath Das Goswami was saying with Nityananda Prabhu, then he told him, you go back to your duty, and then he explained that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is staying in Puri, and you can go to him and meet him afterwards. Then he come back, and many times he wanted to run away from home. So then Govardhan Majumdar saw that he is many times running away from home. He put 10 guards. So who can now, whenever he will run away, he will bring back. So we put 10 guards so that he should not run away. So then one day what happened? There was a family priest. They wanted to do some rituals. So they wanted to take Raghunath Das Goswami. So that time when they took Raghunath Das Goswami, that time this guard not came. Since they thought this priest is they had faith in priest that we will not run away from this priest. So that priest was being put out. So one day night he ran away from the priest house. So when the news came to Govardhan Majumdar, but what happened when Raghunath Das Goswami is walking, instead of walking through village to village, he started walking through a jungle. He says, if I will walk from village to village, then they will catch me. So he started walking through jungle. So Govardhan Majumdar sent his all guards to find out where is he, but they are not able to trace him. Then since Govardhan Majumdar is a guilty person, he knows many personalities. So he should know the Sivanand Sen also. And Sivanand Sen was a person who used to organize every year yatra from Mayapur to Jagannath Puri. He used to take a lot of devotees to the Jagannath Puri for the Rath Yatra festival. So so that's why he sent all his guard to Sivanand Sen's place to check with him whether he is with him, and to inquire whether he has gone to Jagannath Puri. Since Raghunath has not met Sivanand Sen, so he says he had not met him and he has not come yet and he has not gone to Puri also. So then the guard informed to this to Govardhan Majumdar, and he just says, okay, whatever, bless mercy of Krishna. So Raghunath Das Goswami, when he was walking in the jungle, he ate only, he was walking for 15 or 20 days something like that, and he ate for only 3 times, that much. And then he reached to Jagannath Puri, and when as soon as he reached Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya saw Raghunath Das Goswami and he was very happy. He embraced him. Then he told Rupa Swarup Damodar to take care of him, and he told Raghunath Das Goswami, now you are assistant to Swarup Damodar Goswami. That means Swarup Damodar Goswami was actually secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He became assistant secretary to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was helping Swarup Damodar Goswami. Whenever he used to in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya told him to always eat his Mahaprasad. So first 4-5 days he used to have every day Mahaprasad of Lord Chaitanya. Then he says it is too opulent for having such opulent food. So instead of taking this food, what he has done, at the backside of the temple, there is two throw all remaining prasad of Jagannath, and then there all the cow used to come and eat that prasad. After that, then Jagannath Goswami used to go and pick up that grain, and then used to clean it, and then used to have that prasad. That's that. So when Lord Chaitanya came to know about this renunciation, he became very happy. He says, "Hey, why Raghunath, you are doing, you know, this thing?" He says, "Hey, I want to keep my body and soul together." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy with his such austerity. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to this place where, actually, if you go and see that place, it's so dirty. Not, I mean, like he throw and, you know, but he used to go to that place and he used to have that prasad. And he used to always beg, he used to not, you know, have lips and this prasad. So after many days, he was staying with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri and Swarup Damodar Goswami. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu given him one Govardhan Shila. That Govardhan Shila is still there in Vrindavan at Gokulanand temple. You can see that. It is personally given by Lord Chaitanya to Raghunath Das Goswami. And so he took that Shila as a life and soul, and you should always keep with him. So after when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Leela and Swarup Damodar Goswami also departed from this world, so Raghunath became very he was alone, he was very he was in sad mood. But again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had instructed him, he once, when we will all disappear, you should go to Vrindavan and stay under Guru and Sanatana Goswami. So by their instruction, he came to Vrindavan, and he was always staying at Radhapur. Once he wanted to end his life, because he was not able to bear the separation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar Goswami. Actually, Swarup Damodar Goswami was his spiritual master. So he was not able to bear that separation. So, but Rupa and Sanatan told him not to do such things. He says, "No, you should not do." So then they pacified him. So then he used to stay at near Radhapur. Actually, Radhapur shape, earlier shape was not proper. He made it nicely by one wealthy person. And the gopis used to come and wash their clothes and utensils in the Radhakund. So he was not liking. So he thought, if I should make them some facilities where they can do instead of in Radhakund, because such holy places. So he wanted to dig one well. So while digging, the workers, they hit on the Govardhan's tongue, and the blood started to came. So when Raghunath Das Goswami came to him, he says, "Please stop it, don't do." Then in the dream, Govardhan came to his dream and told him, "Actually, it is my tongue." He said, "And he feels very sorry for it." And he had established that Jiva, like the tongue is called Jiva, that place is also there where he has done. And once there are more passengers, once Raghunath Das Goswami, used to sit outside and do the meditation. He was always thinking about Radha and Krishna. So one day, while he was in meditation, that time one tiger and tigress, they came to drink water. It was jungle actually. Now it has become very, it has developed like city, but later it was jungle. So, so Krishna personally came to guard Raghunath Das Goswami. He don't want him to disturb his, and he don't want this tiger to attack him. So he personally came. So this, when he came personally, and then Sanatan Goswami was other side of the Radhakund, and he saw. So after when tiger and tigress and Krishna disappeared, then Sanatan Goswami came and he started chastising Raghunath Das Goswami. You know, we should not take service from Lord. Actually, that's what, here today, we always pray, "Lord, please give me this." No, if we have problem, we go and pray, "Lord, please." Actually, we should not. Ultimately, whatever Lord wants to us, we'll give. Because in bhakti, we should pray only for Krishna prem. We should not pray for something material or something, if we have some job problem, then we go pray, "Please, Krishna provide us." Because we don't have faith in Krishna. That's why we always ask these questions. But we can see that, so that's why Sanatana Goswami got angry on Raghunatha Goswami. So, but Raghunatha is not taking that instruction very seriously. Actually, they should call with law Raghunatha Goswami as a Das Goswami also. They should call it as a Das Goswami. So, he has not took that instruction very seriously. So one more time, again what happened, he was sitting on the meditation. It was very hot sun. If you go in Radhakund, in the month of May, June, it's really hot. Temperature sometimes it goes 45 to 50 degrees in a day. You can just think how much hot it was. He was sitting in such sun and he was just in meditation. At that time Radharani came and put her shadow on Raghunatha. So you should not get the heat. So that also Sanatana Goswami on that, he also saw that. Then again after Radharani disappeared, he came and again he chastised him. Then he made a kutir for himself there. He used to have his bhajani, that kutir. And Raghunatha today also his, actually he left his body at that place. So you can, many times you visit to Radhakund, you can find his samadhi there, very beautiful place just near to Radhakund. And his bhajan kutir is there. And today is also disappearance of Krishna Kaviraj Goswami, who is the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, besides today we are hearing. So, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is a personified of hearing. Now, he has heard Chaitanya Leela from Raghunatha Goswami, all his pastimes. Because when you are staying with Raghunatha Goswami, you are staying with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar, so he has heard lot of pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, so much pastime is not given, but is told he is born in near Vardhaman. And one day in the night, Nityananda Prabhu came in his dream and he told him, go to Vrindavan. And that time he was very old. So immediately in that night he started walking towards Vrindavan and he came to Vrindavan and he used to always visit Madan Mohan, Govindji and Gopinath. Because he used to visit first Madan Mohan because he wanted to establish his relation with the God. Because Madan Mohan details where we have establishing our relation with God. Then he used to go to Govindji, where we establish our relation with the Abhide. And then someone, that's the last stage where we get the Krishna, that is Gopinath. He used to always visit all these three temples. And he used to stay at Radhakund with Raghunatha Goswami. And Raghunatha Goswami used to narrate him all the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that all he recorded in his memory. And he was 90 years old when he has written Chaitanya Charitamrita. No, I don't know whether we will survive 90 years. Because now Kali Yuga is expanding. Now age is no factor. No, anybody is dying at any moment. Now the heart attack is getting by those who are 20 years or 24 years or 25. No guarantee. In this Kali Yuga, there is no guarantee. But Krishna Kavyas was 90 years old. So that time Raghunatha Goswami told him to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. But Krishna Kavyas Goswami was very reluctant to write Chaitanya Charitamrita because Vrindavan Das Thakur, who was the incarnation of Vyasadev, who was the previous incarnation of Vyasadev, and he came as a Vrindavan Das Thakur, and he has already written Chaitanya Bhagavat, the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. But Vrindavan Das Thakur has not written the Lord's Jagannath Puri's pastime and South India pastime and his Antalila. So that's why Raghunatha Goswami and all requested him to write Chaitanya Charitamrita, where you can explain about Lord's Madhya and Antalila. So then also he was very reluctant. Then he used to always pray to Lord Madan Mohan, Gopinathji and Govindji. So one day while he was praying at Lord Madan Mohanji at that time, the garland, when he was praying at that time, the garland has fell from the neck of Lord Madan Mohanji on him. So then he realized, it is the Lord which I should write. Then he started writing this Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Prabhupada has made a Chaitanya Charitamrita because although it was written in Bengali, then he made in English and then he is given to us. So it is, so this, we can see the because he was 90 years old, but he has absorbed, no, this way. So like that also, we should also always absorb in this holy name. We should always absorb ourselves in the hearing of glories of Lord Krishna. because this Krishna's pastime and Krishna not different. If you just hear Krishna's pastime, it's like Krishna's holy name and Krishna is not different. It's as powerful as Krishna. No, just like when we are chanting, it is not ordinary thing we are chanting. No, if you just call out Paramatma, Paramatma, you don't get anything. No, but when you say Krishna, Govinda, no, you release yourself. So this chanting has so much potency. So Prabhupada has given such nice process, you know, such nice facilities for us. Actually, what is this facilities? Having an everyday Bhagavatam class. So we can come and hear. This is the best process. We can never find anywhere such process. If you go to Sumeri Sampradaya, nowhere such process is there. Where we can hear. No, actually, just like Prabhupada started Mangal Aarti, singing in a Mangal Aarti. Actually, no places they should sing. But he has given the process by which we can purify ourselves. He has given so many processes by which we can purify ourselves. Because this is the process by which we can purify and we can get the Krishna. Because our ultimate aim is go back to Godhead. That is our goal of our life. And that is what we have to keep the motive. Always, whether we go or not, that is depending. But we have to always think, I have to go home back to Godhead in this lifetime, whatever happens. Because if you will come, if you will not go home, then when you will come back again, here all the problems, there are so many problems are there now. I don't know, Singapore not so good problem, but in India there was a lot of problems. It's like when we travel in train, so we were so much in distress. No, we pray Krishna, this hellish life, really hellish life. But we are very comfortable. So when you go, so actually this material world is not happy world for us. So we have to go home back to Godhead. We have to always meditate on our, and we have to always pray Krishna, and we have to say Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Prana. We have no other shelter than Krishna. So thank you very much. Please forgive me if I have said anything wrong to you. So Prabhuji, can we sing? Somebody can do it. So today is the disappearance day of the Acharyas. So we'll sing on separation of these Acharyas. We'll see the Narottam Das Thakur has written a song.